The question was asked in Halakha, Legabe Shabbat. A fellow woke up in the morning and he noticed that his hamin that he had on the Shabbat plate, the electric plate, or the blech as we call it, or the crock pot, he noticed that it started to dry out. And he realizes that by the time he gets home from synagogue and going to have lunch, so the chulent is going to be burnt as a result of it because there's not enough water in there. So the question that he wanted to know was, can he take, let's say, water that he has from, let's say, a tea kettle that's also on the hot plate, which is also boiling hot. So he just wants to lift it off. Everything is hot over here. And he wants to pour it into the hamin. Well, let's discuss the obvious. You could never pour anything into the hamin as long as the hamin is still on the fire or on the blech or on the hot plate. So that's never a question when it's on the actual in the actual heat surface. So the case must be talking, to make it an understandable case, where you took the crock pot, let's say, out. You took it off the crock pot. You pulled it out of the sleeve. Or you took it off the electric plate. Okay, good. It's still boiling hot. It's clearly shown. It still is very hot. So the question is, I want to take hot boiling water now and just to add it. Now, seemingly, you say it's just everything's hot. Why not? I'm not cooking anything. The hamin is cooked. Water's hot, hot into hot. Look out now, what should be the problem? However, according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Resh Nun Gimel Halakha Dalid, he says it is asur. What is the logic? The logic is like this. How are you going to get the water into this Kli Rishon? You're going to have to pour it. That's called Irui. Irui Kli Rishon is not as hot as the Kli Rishon itself, what you're pouring into. You're pouring into is the actual Kli Rishon. It's boiling hot. However, this Irui is less hot. And therefore, according to Shulchan Aruch, by pouring the Irui into the Kli Rishon, you're cooking the waters that are going in. Even though they're both hot, but it's a different degree. And therefore, the halakha, he is or said, as a matter of fact, Maran writes, Yishlim Hot. So you have to rebuke those people that are lenient on this subject. So therefore, the halakha, that is not the option to pour water from even an urn. Now, certainly, pouring from an urn into a second cup, and pouring from a second cup, that's for sure asur. Because that's already, the waters are in a cliche and eat. Certainly you're cooking them. Our chidush is even if you're pouring directly from the urn, or directly from the tea kettle, according to Maran, it is asur. That's the opinion as well as Achama Vadya Yosef in Halichot Olam, Helek Dalid, on page Samich Aleph, as well as Yehavedahat Helek Dalid, Siman Chav Bet. Should be noted, however, Hakamiya is lenient if it was done. Somebody did it. Since it's a mahloket in this case, if it's permissible or not, because there are some opinions that say once something liquidy was cooked already once, so you can't cook liquid twice. En bishul achar bishul belach. So since everything was really cooked over here, even though we don't hold like those opinions, but we can take those opinions in a case where it was done already, that the food is not going to become forbidden. Meaning, a person went to somebody's house, and you're sitting down, they're serving the hamin, all of a sudden the hostess tells you, oh, you know what, this morning funny thing happened, the thing was drying up, so I went, I took water from the kettle, was boiling out, and I put it in. So, oh, he's supposed to say, don't do that again. But the food itself that morning, that afternoon, is going to be permissible. It should be noted, Hakam bin Siyon, alav ha-shalom, also in Chelek Bet, and Olet Siyon also comes out. La'achmir, he has an interesting sevarah there to say that maybe there's more room to be lenient. However, the Ma'asei says, those that are lenient, you cannot go against them, but the Chata'ila also is strict. So again, the Halakha, one should refrain from doing such an act. So the question is, how does he solve it? So we heard an interesting way that they might be able to solve it. What a person may be able to do is get a food bag. Okay, they have these bags that you could put food in the bags and you leave them in the hamin. For example, some people, they like to, let's say, put rice in a food bag and leave the rice, let's say, cooking in the hamin, so the rice is separate from the hamin. It's called a food bag. You can get them in these stores. So what do? They put water in a food bag. They fill it up, all right, and they just leave it in the hamin. What is it? It's an emergency storage of water. If they wake up on Shabbat and you say, oh, it's not enough water. So what do? They go and they punch in a bag. It's, everything's hot. Everything's boiled, and it's on the Kli Rishon. So you're not pouring any water into anything. You punch in the bag, bingo, you got extra water. If you don't need it, okay, you know, when you're serving Yami, take the water bag out, throw it in the sink, and it's finished. So therefore, you have a way out to get a reserve water into the Hamin in the case where you're concerned that it might burn. Or what some people do is they lift the crock pot a little up above the surface so it's not as hot. Like they'll put something underneath it in order to raise it a little so the heat is not so much. So it'll keep it hot, but it's not as strong because you raised it a little. Or you'll take the Hamin and you put it on a part of the blech where it's not as hot so it doesn't evaporate as much. But that sometimes doesn't work. So the inyana of the water bag might be a better situation. But it is clear to add water, even from a Kli Rishon, into the pot when it's on the fire, vadai asur. That's not a question, according to everybody. And even off the fire, it is asur as well, if it was done by the avad mutar.